The Land Institute's annual Prairie Festival has been described as an earth celebration and, my favorite, an intellectual hootenanny. It brings together scientists, artists, musicians, and the curious for a weekend of fun and learning, all around the mission of sustainable agriculture. Lou Ann Stevens attended this year and reports for this month's Hidden Kansas.
Good morning.
It's just after sunrise and people are already checking in at the Prairie Festival. It's a beautiful morning in the Smoky Hills, just south of Salina, cool and crisp with fog lingering on the paths and fields. There's a line of cars on the highway and a line of people waiting to get their schedules and wristbands.
Okay, thank you.
So you're all set. Welcome. We're so glad you're here.
A lot happens at the three-day festival, a barn dance, concerts, art exhibits, nature walks, and a lot of lectures by some of the world's leading scientists. And this morning, people are arriving early for a festival favorite, the pancake breakfast. These are not just any pancakes. They're made with the Land Institute's most important crop, kernza. Okay, first things first. How do they taste?
Oh, they're wonderful.
I think they're amazing. And they're paired very well with the bison sausage.
I tried some, and I have to agree. So what is kernza? And for that matter, what is the Land Institute? To find out more, I visited with Tim Cruz, chief scientist and soil ecologist, and Aubrey Streit Krug, director of Ecosphere Studies. They showed me around.
The Land Institute is a nonprofit research organization dedicated to developing an agricultural system that captures many features that exist in natural ecosystems that don't currently exist in the grain agriculture that feeds humanity today.
Those features revolve around sustainability, plants that can feed the world without relying on traditional farming techniques that require fertilizer, lots of water, and tearing up the soil to replant. We walked through the native prairie at the top of a hill overlooking the Smoky Hill River and the Institute's research fields.
In the central part of the state, we're kind of at the edge of tall grass into mixed grass.
And many others. Plants with long roots that can reach water during dry months. Others that can draw nitrogen back into the soil. Plants that work in harmony with each other and that hold the precious topsoil in place. And this is where kernza comes in.
This field in front of us is a breeding nursery of kernza plants, and it's harvested at the end of July.
And since it's a perennial, it grows back every year. The deep roots hold the soil and help it survive during drought.
As Kansas becomes drier in certain places, and as the Ogallala continues to disappear, it's crops like this that may be able to, you know, grow without supplemental irrigation.
You don't need to wait until the Prairie Festival to visit the Land Institute. Three tours went through while I was talking to Tim and Aubrey. They welcome visitors throughout the year, and a stroll through the Smoky Hills is a delight at any time. But if you want to reach an eclectic mix of people, eat some pretty amazing pancakes, try your hand at square dancing, and learn something along the way, then the Prairie Festival could be for you. For The Range, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.